Evan. Before we do any of that, it's our regular interaction with our colleagues at Deutsche Welle in Berlin. We're crossing to Germany now, and we are going to be talking about world leaders. They are in Paris for the last day of negotiations on a plastic pollution treaty that aims to address how to fix the planet's mounting plastic problem. Now, the meeting is bringing together everyone, more than 145 countries, in fact, UN member states, NGOs, scientists and trade unions, to try to agree on universal regulations that will go into effect by 2025. And while there's consensus that plastic poses a serious environmental issue, the talks have unveiled many differences in opinion on precisely how to deal with it. And for more on this, we are joined by Deutsche Welle's Emily Leschner in Berlin. Welcome, Emily. Just how bad is the plastic problem?
Hi, thanks for having me. Well, the plastic problem is bad and it's getting worse. So let's start with some basic facts. Less than 10% of plastic is recycled and the rest of it is incinerated, which of course contributes to greenhouse gas emissions, or it ends up as trash, either in our oceans, in our landfills, and it's ending up in places that we probably couldn't have imagined just 50 years ago. Biologists have found it in zooplankton, they found it frozen in Arctic sea ice, and even inside our own bodies. In fact, Norway's climate and environment minister, who is leading these talks in Paris, says that plastic chemicals were found in his own blood test results. And perhaps this number is a bit harder to wrap your mind around, but each year we produce around 460 million tons of plastic, which is just an enormous amount. And the number is expected to triple by 2060. But it's not just the plastic that's the issue, plastic waste that's the issue. Plastics also contain toxic chemicals that are released into the environment during production and afterwards when they leak into our soil and into our waterways.
So what position are plastic producers taking on this?
Well, I suppose perhaps not surprisingly, we've seen resistance from producers. Virgin plastic, also known as primary plastic, which is the majority of plastic that's made today, is made from crude oil or gas. So with the shift towards renewable energy sources, fossil fuel companies like Shell and ExxonMobil are looking for new markets for their products. And so they're actually ramping up plastic production. And we've also seen some pushback from Saudi Arabia, which of course is a major fossil fuel producer. Critics say they're dragging their feet on certain procedural issues in order to slow down the process of negotiations. And the United States, which is home to very influential lobby groups like the American Chemical Council, for example, they've been criticized too for trying to keep the focus on recycling rather than helping create limits or outright bans around plastic. And Plastics Europe, which is essentially the Brussels-based counterpart of the American Chemical Council, have even created an alliance to promote the benefits of plastic.
What results are we expecting to come out of this conference?
Well, delegates at the summit have given themselves a deadline to agree to a binding treaty by 2024, which will be the first of its kind. Some countries want to make plastic easier to recycle and avoid dangerous chemicals, focusing on creating a circular economy. Others want to institute a cap on production. Like the one that the EU has in place, they've placed a ban on 10 single-use plastics, and more than 30 African countries have certain prohibitions around lightweight plastic bags. And then we have environmental groups like Greenpeace who just want manufacturers to slash plastic production by up to as much as 75%.
And we're going to rest it there. Big thank you to our colleague out at Deutsche Welle Berlin, Emily Leschner. And, of course, we're talking plastics and we need to do something drastic. And it looks as if they are seizing the day. Well, we hope so. They've been talking for a long time now.